You've heard of fight, flight, or freeze during a stress response, right? Well, I actually see a lot of teens and adults who go freeze, totally dissociate, check out, and stop thinking clearly, even during mild stress. They tend to be chronic procrastinators, they become paralyzed when it comes to starting anything, and when we dive into what prevents them from initiating something, the barrier is almost always very personal. Like deep down, they have a fear of judgment, inadequacy, imperfection, or failure. Some of these people have ADHD, but some of them don't actually. So theoretically, according to Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory, this freeze state is an extreme stress response that comes when fight and flight are not options because the stress is just relentless and nonstop, and there's no escape, and it happens over a long period of time. When this happens, the body literally increases fuel storage and insulin and decreases blood pressure, immune response, and muscle tone. Some of the psychological descriptors during this phase, and it's called the dorsal vagal phase, are shame, shutdown, hopelessness, helplessness, numbness. People that are susceptible to a long-term freeze response were born with a sensitive temperament, and then they experienced a lack of attunement when their brains and nervous systems were extra impressionable. Often one parent being very urgent and condemning, and one parent being very passive. So this kid experiences big emotions alongside the impossible bind of not being able to accept and experience them. The nervous system learns that it's unsafe to feel emotions because they'll be neglected or escalated. If you're in this phase, letting yourself gently accept your emotions, retraining your nervous system that emotions don't indicate reality or self, that they don't need to be wrestled or feared, they always have a beginning, middle, and end, definitely needs to be reconditioned. But by this point, the stress response is probably so well conditioned in you that feeling any emotions probably brings up a vomit response or a migraine or some other horrible resistance experience. So I tell people, if this is you, start with gentle exposure and non-judgmental noticing of non-threatening sensory experiences, like the water in the shower on your head and shoulders. Let that in. The sound of the leaves moving outside, or the texture of a blanket. Feel those things intentionally without judging them or trying to change them. Then work your way up to accepting without judging or resisting mildly annoying sensory experiences. Stuff you'd rather resist, like accepting the taste of an olive or a song you don't like, or Velcro on your skin. You know what I mean. If you're in this phase, your nervous system doesn't distinguish between unpleasant and worthy of resisting. And that resisting has become our stress response to everything. And you can gently recondition your nervous system.